Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In 2 Kings 6 and verse 6, we read, "He cut off a stick, threw it in the fire, and made the iron float." The word for today says that nothing is too small for God. 2 Kings 6 tells of a prophet chopping trees near a river when his iron axe head falls in. He said to Elisha, "Alas, my master, it was borrowed." He uses the past tense. As far as he's concerned, this axe head is gone forever. He has no expectation whatsoever that the axe head will be retrieved. He shows Elisha where he lost it. Elisha cuts a stick and he flings it into the water, and something happens that most likely never happened before or since. He cut off a stick, he threw it in there, and made the iron float. Notice this isn't a life or death situation. Yes, it's a loaned axe head. Yes, it disappeared. But if that's the worst thing that you've gone through, you've led a pretty sheltered life. You could put this in the same category as Jesus turning water into wine at a wedding party. Why waste your first miracle on helping a bride and groom avoid embarrassment because they didn't stock enough wine for their reception? This reveals something about God. He concerns himself with little things like wedding receptions and borrowed axe heads. Nothing is too big for our great God. Nothing's too small for him either. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Note the words, "all your care." If it matters to you, it matters to your loving Heavenly Father. Proverbs 3 verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Note the words, "all your ways." Today, God wants you to share every detail of your life with him. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.